Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 弟兄姊妹们。
As always, it's a joy and a privilege to be with you.
我很高兴和大家在一起。
And I'm thankful that we can continue our study of the book of Ephesians this morning.
而且感谢神, 我们来继续学习以弗所书。
Last time I preached, we looked at the first half of Ephesians chapter 2.
上次我在这里, 我们一起学习了以弗所书二章的第一部分。
Where we saw that God brought us from spiritual death to life.
我们也看到神从我们从一个属灵的死亡的情况里面带我们到得生命。
He raised us from the lowest grave to the highest heaven.
他把我们从最低的这个坟墓里面带到最高的天国里面。
We were all once children of wrath.
我们曾经是这个可怒之子。
Living in sin and deserving hell.
住在罪里面，而且应得这个地狱的惩罚。
But then God made us alive.
但是呢，神让我们活过来。
Not because of anything good that we have done,
不是我们因为我们做了什么好事,
but solely by His grace.
而是单单凭借他的恩典。
And He transformed us into His own workmanship.
他把我们变为他的这个, 作为,
so that we can live lives for His glory.
这样的话, 我们就可以因为他的荣耀而活。
As verses 8 through 10 say,
在第8到第10节里这样说,
For by grace you have been saved,
你们得救是本乎恩,
through faith,
也因着信,
and this is not your undoing,
这并不是出于自己,
it is the gift of God,
乃是神所赐的,
not of works,
也不是出于行为,
lest anyone should boast,
免得有人自夸,
for we are His workmanship,
我们原是他的工作,
created in Christ Jesus for good works,
在基督耶稣里造成的, 为要叫我们行善,
which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So we're not saved by our works, but for them.
所以呢, 我们不是因为我们的行为得救, 但是我们是为了行为而得救。
Now today, as we look at the second half of the chapter,
我们今天来看这个这一章的第二部分,
we're going to see the same thing, but from a different angle.
我们看同样的这个意思, 但是从一个不同的角度来看。
Instead of focusing on how we go from death to life,
我们今天不看这个，我们如何从这个死到生。
This focuses on how we go from far away to near.
今天我们讲的是神如何把我们从很远的地方带到和他很亲近的地方。
How God overcomes the barriers, the hostility, and the relational distance.
他如何这个战胜隔阂，还有冤仇，还有我们这个关系上的远近。
And instead of focusing on how we're God's workmanship as individuals,
我们也不看神如何一个一个带领我们成为他的工作。
This focuses on how we're God's workmanship collectively.
今天我们来看神如何让我们成为一个群体来成为他的工作。
How Jew and Gentile and every Christian from every kind of background.
就是犹太人和外邦人，还有 无论我们的背景如何， 每一个基督徒
is being built together by God into His church.
我们在一起 被神所建造， 成为他的教会。
And of course, in order for us to be near to God,
如果我们要亲近神的话呢，
we must necessarily be brought near to one another.
我们必须呢， 彼此之间也要互相亲近。
So this passage is about the peace that God brings through Christ.
所以今天这段经节呢, 就是告诉我们神给我们带来和平。
To bring us near to God and near to one another.
他把我们让他更亲近, 同时我们彼此之间也更亲近。
The main idea is that Christ brings peace to bring us near to God and to one another.
今天的中心思想就是 基督 带给我们和平, 让我们呢, 与神亲近, 同时我们彼此之间亲近。
And as we work through the passage, we're going to see this in 3 points.
那今天有三点。
Who we were.
我们以前是什么状况。
What Christ did.
基督为我们完成了什么。
And who we now are.
我们现在是什么状况。
So first, let's look at who we were in verses 11 and 12.
首先我们来看一下我们以前是什么样的状况, 在11节和12节。
And the key word here is remember.
这里有一个关键词就是纪念。
Remember who you were before you knew Christ.
我们要记得我们在我们认识基督之前我们是什么样。
Paul says, therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh,
在十一节里告诉我们，所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人。
Called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision.
是称为没受割礼的，是啊，这是受割礼的人告诉你们的。
Which is made in the flesh by hands.
啊，这个割礼呢是凭人手在肉身上所行的。
Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ.
在十二节，那时你们与基督无关。
Alienated from the commonwealth of Israel.
在以色列国民之外。
And strangers to the covenants of promise.
在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
Having no hope and without God in the world.
并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。
Now it's important for us to understand that with the establishment of the Abrahamic and Mosaic covenants,
我们首先应该清楚，在这个神与亚伯拉罕和摩西所立约的时候呢，
The world was divided into two groups.
世界上的人呢被分成两个群体，
Jew and Gentile.
犹太人和外邦人。
The people in covenant with God and the rest of the world.
在约内的人和世界上其余的人。
And evidently, the church in Ephesus was composed primarily of Gentiles.
那很明显，在以弗所这个教会里面呢，里面的信徒呢，主要是外邦人。
And that means before they heard the gospel, they were not in covenant with God.
这也就意味着他们在听到福音之前呢，他们并不知道神的话。
They didn't have the word of God. Many were pagans.
许多是拜偶像的。
Perhaps some were atheists.
也许有一些是无神论人，无神论者。
But all of them were hopelessly separated from the one true God.
但是他们所有的人呢，实际上是没有指望的，因为他们和唯一的真神所分离。
That's why the Jews called them the uncircumcision.
这也是犹太人为什么称他们为这个未受割礼的人。
Circumcision was the sign of the Abrahamic covenant.
因为这个割礼呢，是神和亚伯拉罕所立约的记号。
And they were outside of that.
那外邦人呢，是在这个约之外的。
This is why they were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
这也是为什么他们在以色列国民以外。
They weren't part of the nation of God's people.
他们不是神的国民之内。
And they were strangers to the covenants of promise.
他们是这个所应许的诸约上是局外人。
Most of them didn't even know God's word or promises.
许多人根本就不知道神的这个应许。
And even for the few who did, these promises weren't for them.
即使有少部分人知道的话呢，这些应许也不是告诉他们的。
And so Paul sums it up by saying they had no hope and were without God in the world.
所以呢，保罗总结一下，就是说他们是在世上没有指望，没有神。
Totally cut off from their creator.
他们与他们的创造者完全隔离。
Having the sentence of death.
那他们呢，也要面临着死亡的审判。
And guilty consciences,
而且一个有罪的良心
with no solution at all.
并且呢，完全没有这个解决的办法。
And whatever hope they did have was in pagan deities.
如果他们有盼望的话呢，只是在那些偶像的身上。
Gods with eyes that couldn't see.
这些偶像呢，有眼睛但是看不见。
Ears that couldn't hear.
有耳朵也听不见。
Mouths that couldn't speak.
有嘴巴也说不出来。
What a miserable pitiful condition.
我们也可以想象他们是在多么凄惨的一种状况里面。
And Paul urges them and he urges us to remember that.
所以保罗在这里告诉他们，同时也告诉我们呢，要纪念那样的情况。
Can you remember what it was like before you knew Christ?
所以我们在座的，我们记不记得我们在认识基督之前，我们是什么样的情况呢？
Maybe some of you grew up in a Christian home and a Christian church.
也许有些人是在一个基督徒的家里和一个教会里面长大的。
And you can't ever remember not knowing the promises of God or not believing in Christ.
所以你可能从来记不起来有一个时间你不知道神的约和不相信基督。
And if that's you, what a blessing.
如果这是你的经历的话呢，你是一个很受祝福的人。
But most of us can probably remember the lostness.
但是我们在座的更多的人呢，我们应该记得我们以前是失丧的。
The alienation.
我们是局外人。
The lack of any true or solid hope at all.
我们没有任何真正的和可指望的这个盼望。
The feeling of just being adrift in this world like a log on the open sea.
我们有个感觉就是我们就像在大海里，就像一个木头在大海里漂流。
Having no real sense of purpose.
我们没有生活真正的意义。
Just living your life to advance a career.
我们活着就是为了在事业上更有成就。
Living to make it to that next stage of life.
我们活着就是为了到人生的下一个阶段。
But knowing deep down that at the end of it is death.
但是在我们心灵的深处，我们知道啊，这一切的最后的结局就是死亡。
And that all that you accumulate and all that you accomplish.
我们所有积攒的，我们所有所成就的。
Will just be left behind.
都会失去。
And in just a few short generations,
啊，一两代之后呢？
There will probably be no one on the face of the earth who even remembers you.
世上不会再有人记得你。
Or maybe you remember the feeling of a guilty conscience.
或者你也许记得你有一个很强的这个负罪感。
Knowing that you're a sinner.
因为你知道你是个罪人。
Knowing that you've done things you're ashamed of.
你做了一些很可耻的事情。
That you would be terrified to have exposed.
而且你很害怕这些罪会被暴露出来。
And having no solution for that.
而且你没有任何解决的办法。
Or maybe you remember what it's like before you could pray.
也许你记得啊，你在知道怎么祷告之前的状况。
That when trials came into your life.
当我们的生活受到苦难的时候。
Cancer.
癌症。
The loss of a loved one.
我们失去心爱的人。
Family conflict.
家庭里的纷争。
Failure at work.
工作上的失败。
The only person you could turn to was yourself.
啊，你没有任何人可以帮助你，只有你自己。
Or other fallible human beings.
或者所有其他的也，但是有一样这个
How hopeless it is to face these things without God.
所以我们也想一想，如果没有神的话，我们是多么的没有指望。
And so Paul tells the Ephesians.
所以保罗在这里告诉啊以弗所人。
And he tells us.
他也告诉我们。
Remember who you were.
纪念你们从前是什么样的人。
Remember where you were.
也纪念你们那个时候是怎么样。
And now look at what Christ has done.
这样的话，我们来看基督为我们所成就的。
So point number two, let's look at what Christ did.
所以第二点，我们来看一下基督为我们所做的事情。
And this is in verses 13 through 18.
从十三节到十八节。
And once again, there's a key word.
这里也有一个关键词。
The first was remember.
前一个关键词是纪念。
The second is peace.
第二个关键词就是和睦，也是和平。
Listen for that as I read this section.
我们来听保罗所写的。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
For he himself is our peace.
因他使我们和睦
who has made us both one,
将两下合而为一
and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility,
拆毁了中间隔断的墙
by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances,
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇就是那记在律法上的规条
that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two,
为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人
so making peace,
如此便成就了和睦
and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross,
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体
thereby killing the hostility,
与神和好了
and he came and preached peace to you who are far off,
并且来传福音，和平的福音给你们远处的人
and peace to those who were near,
也给那近处的人
for through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
So this section talks about how Christ brings peace between us and God.
所以这个部分也告诉我们基督如何把我们和神之间带来和平。
And peace between us and one another.
同时也让我们之间如何有和睦。
And to better understand this, we need to take a moment to understand the Old Testament sacrificial system.
为了更好地理解这段经文呢，我们来看一下旧约里这个会幕和有他们献祭的这一套系统。
As I said before, God previously entered into a covenant with the Jewish people.
我刚才也说过啊，神在以前的话呢，和这个犹太人有约定。
And under that arrangement, he pledged to them to be their God.
在这个约里面呢，他许诺他是他们的神。
And demanded that they live holy lives as his people.
同时也要求他们呢要过一个圣洁的生活。
But he knew that they couldn't fully live up to his standards.
同时这个神也知道呢以色列人也不能完全活出他们所活的标准。
So a provisional system was put in place.
所以神在这里提供了另外一套系统。
God commanded Moses to construct a tabernacle.
神在这里呢，他首先呢，要求摩西建造一个会幕。
Solomon later replaced that with the temple.
所罗门后来把这个会幕呢，用圣殿代替了。
And this was God's house or God's dwelling place among His people.
这是神住在他民之间的一个地方。
And in order for God to dwell among them, all around the tabernacle would be the camp of Israel.
神住在会幕里面，然后会幕的周围呢，这个以色列人在这里安营。
And the whole camp had to be kept ceremonially clean.
在以色列人的营里面呢，必须你要遵行礼仪上的洁净的法律。
That's why the law contained all these rules about cleanliness.
这也是我们看到这个律法里面为什么有很多这样洁净的律法。
But in the middle was the tabernacle, and this had to be especially holy.
在中间呢，这个会幕呢，必须要非常非常的圣洁。
And so the Levites had to camp right in front of it to guard it.
利未人呢，在这个圣殿的门口安营，为了要保护这个会幕。
And the tabernacle was surrounded by a court.
在这个会幕周围呢，是有一片的这个空地。
And this is where the altar was.
这里呢有献祭的祭坛。
Animals were sacrificed there.
牲畜在这里被献祭。
Their blood was poured out.
他们的血流出来。
Their bodies were burned.
然后他们的身体被烧掉。
And this was for purification and atonement.
那这个也是为了，首先是为了洁净，同时也为了赎罪。
The priests would even have to sprinkle blood on themselves.
祭司呢也必须身上撒上这些牲畜的血。
They'd have to sprinkle blood before the entrance.
他们在这个进入之前，他们身上就要撒上血。
And God was teaching them that no one could come before Him without being cleansed in blood.
所以神在这里告诉他们呢，就是没有一个人不能因着没有血来亲近神。
And then even with these sacrifices, only the priests could actually go inside the tabernacle.
可是呢，即使有这些献祭呢，只有祭司可以进到会幕里面。
And that's where there was the menorah and the showbread and the table with incense.
那在这个会幕里面呢，我们知道还有金灯台，有这个陈设饼，还有这个金香炉。
But then there was the veil to the most holy place.
然后呢，中间有一个幔子，这个幔子后面呢就是至圣所。
And in there was the ark of the covenant.
在至圣所里面呢，有神的这个约柜。
And not even the priests could go past the veil.
即使你是祭司的话，也不能越过这个幔子进入至圣所。
Except for once a year.
只有一年只有一次是例外的。
The high priest could go in there.
这时候只有大祭司可以进去。
And he had to be sprinkled with the blood of the sacrifices on the day of atonement.
而且必须是在赎罪日那一天，他的身上撒上这个祭物的血才能进去。
And the overarching point that God was communicating
所以神在这里主要告诉我们的是,
is that you as sinners cannot be close to me as the holy God.
罪人呢，不能和神得亲近。
And it was really only in a temporary provisional way that this arrangement allowed God to dwell near his people or in the midst of them.
所以只有这种暂时的，还有神提供的这种办法呢，神可以和他的人民住在一起。
But even that required God's people to be very separate from the nations.
但是即使这样的话呢，我们也看到神的人呢，在各国之间被分别开来。
They had to eat differently.
他必须呢，吃的不一样。
Dress differently.
穿的也不一样。
Live differently.
生活的方式也不一样。
And so the law not only showed the Jews what they had to do to be in this relationship with God.
所以这个律法呢，就是我们也看到，不仅犹太人呢，如何要做来和神产生关系。
But it created a divide between them and the Gentiles.
同时这个律法呢，也产生了一个隔阂，就是在犹太人和这个外邦人之间。
A divide that because of pride and sin often became outright hostility.
那这个隔阂呢，也更加因为人的骄傲和罪呢，更产生了这个人与人之间的冤仇。
The Jews would not so much as eat with the Gentile.
比如犹太人不会和外邦人在一起吃饭。
They called them dogs.
他把外邦人称为狗。
And in Paul's day, at the entrance to the temple court,
在保罗的时代呢，在这个进入圣殿的这个门口呢，
which separated it from the court of the Gentiles,
在这个门口外面呢，是有一个外邦人的院子。
There was an inscription which said,
那这门口上面有一段话这样写的，
No foreigner may enter within the barricade which surrounds the sanctuary and enclosure.
那没有外人可以进入这个地方。
Anyone who is caught doing so will have himself to blame for his ensuing death.
那如果有外人进去的话，你自己为你自己的死亡负责。
And in fact, when you get to Acts chapter 21,
其实当我们学到这个《使徒行传》二十一章的时候呢，
Paul is erroneously accused of bringing Trophimus the Ephesian past that line.
那这里保罗就被诬告说他带了一个以弗所的希腊人啊，进入越跨过了那条线。
And so the rest of the Jews immediately try to kill him.
所以犹太人听见之后呢，就想啊杀掉保罗。
Right, so that's the context into which Paul speaks here of Jesus bringing peace.
那我刚才讲的就是啊，保罗在这里告诉我们啊，耶稣来带给我们和平的这一个背景。
And now listen to how he does it.
我们来听他是如何做到的。
Verse 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near." By the blood of Christ.
在十三节里说啊，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
In other words, just as the priest entered into the tabernacle sprinkled with the blood of bulls and goats.
那也就是说呢，就像这个祭司身上撒上这个牛和羊的血，进入会幕的时候呢
，Paul saying that now Gentiles like us.
那保罗说呢，这个外邦人就像我们一样
，are being brought near by the blood of Christ.
那我们因着主耶稣基督的血得以和神亲近。
Not just to approach God in fear and trembling once in a year on the Day of Atonement.
我们不是这样一年只有一天赎罪日这一天，我们这个非常害怕的、胆战心惊的来到神面前。
But to live.In the presence of God continuously.
但是呢，我们可以永远和神在一起同住。
And that's because what the blood of bulls and goats could only do in a temporary provisional way.
因为这个牛和羊的血呢，只能暂时的洗净我们的罪。
The precious blood of Christ does perfectly and forever.
基督的血呢，可以完美的，可以永远的洗净我们的罪。
You see, Jesus is what the Old Testament was meant to point to all along.
所以我们看到耶稣呢，是这个旧约这个献祭系统的所预表的这样一位。
We cannot draw near to God without blood because the wages of sin is death.
我们没有血不能来到神面前，因为罪的工价就是死亡。
There can be no forgiveness without the shedding of blood.
没有血呢，我们也不可能得到赦免。
Someone had to die to satisfy the wrath of God.
所以必须有人要死，这样来满足神的公义的这个愤怒。
Some kind of propitiation had to be made.
所以有一种赎罪祭必须要满足。
And the good news of the gospel is that Jesus offered himself as that propitiation.
那我们也知道在福音里面基督献上他自己成为赎罪祭。
So that by his blood,We can be brought near.
所以我们借着他的血，我们可以得神和以亲近。
And so, if you're here today and you have a guilty conscience,
所以如果我们今天在座的，我们心里有一个负罪的感觉。
You know that you have sinned.
你知道你犯过罪。
That God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And that you are far from Him.
你离神很远。
Then look to Christ.
让我们定睛在耶稣的身上。
He died on the cross so that you could be cleansed with His blood.
他死在十字架上，所以我们可以被他的血所洁净。
This is why verse 14 says He Himself is our peace.
所以在十四节里这样写，因他是我们和睦，或者说他是我们的和睦。
Through Christ we have peace with God.
我们因着基督，我们和神有和睦。
By our sin, we made ourselves God's enemies.
因为我们犯罪，我们成为神的敌人。
That's why the Old Testament had all those curtains and barriers.
所以在这个旧约里面，我们也看到有这么多的这个幔子，还有这么多的墙。
But through Christ, all of the barriers are taken away.
但是呢，通过基督呢，所有的这些阻断都被拿走了。
Remember what we're told when Jesus died on the cross?
当他死在十字架上的时候呢
？The veil in the temple was torn.
这个圣殿里的幔子呢，被撕裂，从上到下。
From top to bottom.
从上到下。
God was saying Christ has opened the way.
这就代表着呢，耶稣呢，打开了这个幔子。
And now whoever comes to Christ by faith.
任何人通过信心进来。来接受基督
has nearer access to God than any Old Testament priest ever did.
那比任何这个旧约里的祭司呢，都可以和神更亲近。
But that's not all.
但这不是全部的。
Paul goes on to explain here how in bringing us near to God,
那保罗在这里说啊，基督把我们让神更亲近。
Jesus necessarily brings us close to one another as well.
同时呢，他也让我们彼此之间得以亲近。
So look how verse 14 continues.
让我们继续来看十四节。
For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一。
That is both Jew and Gentile.
这里指的包括犹太人，也包括外邦人。
And has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility.
他拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Remember that inscription on the temple?
我们记得在圣殿前面那段话。
By abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
And that would be especially the ceremonial aspects of the law.
就像这个律法里面规定的礼仪方面的律法
，like how to eat, how to dress, how to be ceremonially clean。
比如说如何吃、如何穿、如何在这个律法上洁净。
That he might create in himself one new man in place of the two。
他为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
So making peace。
所以呢，成就了和平。
And might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross.
便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Thereby killing the hostility.
所以呢，在十字架上灭了冤仇。
So in other words, because of what Christ has done, there is no longer Jew and Gentile.
也就是说呢，因为主耶稣基督所成就的，这里就没有犹太人和外邦人的区别了。
There's just one new man.
这里只有一个新人
，those who are in Christ，
在基督里的
，and that's because he gave his one body equally for all，
因为他把他的身体呢，平等的给了我们所有的每一个
，so there's no longer any need for the old temple system，
所以这里我们看到呢，这个旧约里圣殿的这个系统就不需要再存在了
，right through Christ's work all the old barriers were broken down，
那因着基督的作为呢，所有以前的旧的这个隔断阻断都被取下来了。
And there's no longer any way you or I can look at any other Christian from the standpoint of some kind of righteous superiority.
所以这个时候呢，我们也不应该就是说看到别的基督徒，我们觉得我们自己好像更加是一个更好的人。
Because every single one of us is clothed in the perfect righteousness of Christ.
因为呢，我们的每一位呢，我们的义呢，是来自主耶稣基督。
Our own, the righteousness of our own making has nothing to do with that.
那我们的义呢，我们也不是经过我们来的。
Nor can I look down on anyone because of their sin.
那我们也不能看到一个人就因为他的罪，我们看不起他。
Because in Christ we're all washed and purified by His precious blood.
因为我们都被主耶稣基督的宝血被洗净。
And that's why verse 17 continues.
所以在十七节里这样说。
And He came and preached peace to you who are far off and peace to those who are near.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
耶稣告诉我们去，让万民做我的门徒。
You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷
，and Judea,
犹大
，and Samaria,
撒玛利亚
，and to the ends of the earth,
直到地极做我的见证。
Because one and the same message of salvation is for all.
因为呢，这个得救的信息是一样的。
For the Jew first and also for the Greek.
先告诉犹太人，然后呢，也告诉希腊人和外邦人。
And it's to repent and be baptized every one of you for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以我们要悔改，我们每个人要奉主耶稣基督的名受洗。
And you will receive the promise of the Father.
那我们就会得到神的应许。
Which is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这个呢，应许呢，就是圣灵。
And that's why verse 18 says,
所以十八节里说,
For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感。
We all receive the adoption.
我们每个都得到了
We all receive the same spirit.
我们都得到了同样的圣灵。
And we all enjoy equal access to God the Father through him.
我们也同样呢，我们来享受同样的和神天父在一起的这个亲近。
So we've remembered who we were.
我们纪念我们以前是什么状况。
We see here what Christ has done.
我们也知道基督我们所完成的。
Now let's look finally at who we now are in Christ.
那我们最后来看一下我们现在在基督里是什么人。
So number three, who we are, verses 19 through 22.
这是在第九章到二十二章，第十九节到二十二节里面。
And once again, I have a key word for you to listen for.
那在这一段里面也有一个关键词。
And it's the word built.
就是建造。
Paul continues in verse 19, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens.
十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅。
But you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
In whom the whole structure,
各房靠他联络,
being joined together,
得合适,
grows into a holy temple in the Lord,
渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
你们也靠他同被建造, 成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So previously we were strangers and aliens,
那我们以前是外人和客旅。
Now it says we're fellow citizens with the saints.
我们现在是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
That is, we belong to the kingdom of heaven.
也就是我们现在是属于天国的人了。
Previously, we were far from God.
我们以前是和神非常远隔的，远离的。
Separated from Christ and without God in the world.
我们和基督分离，我们也没有神。
But now we're members of the household of God.
我们现在呢是神家里的人了。
Adopted into God's own family.
我们被收养成为神家里的人了。
Previously, there were walls of hostility between us and God.
以前在我们和神之间有一个这个阻断的墙。
And between us and God's people.
在神的人民之中呢，也有这道墙。
But now we've been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
但是我们现在却在这个使徒和先知的根基上建造。
Into a holy temple in the Lord.
成为一个神的圣洁的圣殿
A dwelling place for God by the Spirit.
是神居住的所在借着他圣灵所居住的地方
And notice the amazing contrast.
所以我们注意到这是多么奇妙的一个对比
Previously we were so far from God we weren't even allowed anywhere near the temple.
从前我们和神是多么的远离我们根本就不允许进入圣殿
Now it says we are the temple.
现在这个经节里告诉我们我们就是圣殿
Because of the work of Christ,
因为基督所做的
the temple is now His people, the church.
因为圣殿这时候呢，就实际上就是他的民，也就是教会。
Instead of God dwelling there in a tent in the middle of His people,
在旧约呢，神住在他的民中间
，surrounded by barriers.
有很多的隔阂和墙。
God dwells within His people by His Spirit.
在新约里面，神借着他的灵住在他的民当中。
And it says that Christ Himself is the cornerstone.
这里也告诉我们，耶稣是这个房角石。
That's the stone the builders would choose and lay first.
这块石头呢，就是这个建造者呢，要选择的，放下的第一块石头。
And it would line up everything else based on the cornerstone.
因着这块石头呢，后面所建造呢，要才能建造的，有根基。
Then Paul says the apostles and prophets are the foundation.
这里也讲到，有使徒和先知作为我们的根基。
Because they provided the word about Christ.
因为他告诉我们了，神关于基督的话。
And to explain Christ in perfect alignment to Him.
向我们了解释了基督。
And that word is the foundation upon which the whole church is built.
所以神的话呢，就是我们教会所建立的根基。
That's why there's no more apostles or prophets today.
这也是为什么现在没有使徒和先知了。
The foundation was already laid.
因为根基已经立好了。
The final word from God concerning His Son has already been given.
神关于他儿子最后的话呢，已经告诉我们了。
What we need now are pastors and teachers.
我们现在需要的就是牧师还有老师。
And missionaries and evangelists.
宣道的人还有传道的人。
To stand on that foundation.
站立在这个根基上。
And proclaim the word of God.
然后宣扬神的话。
So that His church can be built.
这样的话，神的教会才能被建造。
And of course, that's where we come in.
那这个时候我们就进来了。
We're the stones that form the walls and the roof of the rest of the structure.
我们就是结构里这些结构里面这个石头，这个石头来被建造成为这个墙，或者是成为房顶。
So that as we're joined together by love,
我们因着神的爱，我们被连接在一起。
And the truth of God's word,
我们也因着这个神的话被连接在一起。
The whole structure can grow into a holy temple.
所以这整个结构呢，就成为神圣洁的圣殿。
And as we think about this beautiful picture of what God is doing through Christ,
所以我们来想一想这幅美丽的图画，就是神通过基督的建造。
And in His church,
在他的教会里面。
I'd like to conclude with four points of application.
我这里总结呢有四点我们可以应用的方面。
And the first way we should respond this morning is to praise the Lord.
第一点呢，我们就应该有这样的回应，就是我们要赞美神。
To just be amazed at His mercy.
我们因他的这个怜悯，我们觉得很奇妙。
His love.
他的爱。
His wisdom.
他的智慧。
His power.
他的大能。
Apart from Christ, we were far from God.
在基督以外，我们和神是远离的。
At war with one another.
我们彼此之间是有征战的。
Without hope.
没有盼望
without peace,
没有和平
without joy,
也没有喜乐
but Christ is our peace.
但是基督是我们的和平
He offered himself and shed his blood for us.
他把自己献给我们他为我们留下他的血
All we do is receive this salvation.
我们所做的就是我们接受这样的礼物
We're freely given this privilege of drawing near to God.
我们接受这样，我们就可以和神得亲近。
What a gift of His grace!
所以这是多么大的一个恩典。
May we praise the Lord this morning.
我们赞美神。
Number two, may we conduct ourselves with holiness in the temple of the Lord.
第二点，愿我们在神的殿里面，我们得圣洁。
Obviously, God is no less holy today than He was in the Old Testament.
今天的神肯定不会比旧约里的神圣洁度小一些。
And so as this reminds us of the Old Testament system,
所以这也告诉我们在旧约里这个系统呢
let it also convict and convince us of how holy we must be.
我们也就明白了我们一定要成为圣洁的人。
We are the temple of the Holy God.
因为我们是圣洁的神的圣殿。
The gift of His presence is not something we should take lightly.
所以他的同在呢，不是我们可以忽视的事情。
When we gather as a church, we must not do so flippantly.
所以当我们一个教会在一起聚会的时候呢，我们不应该就是彼此，比如说有戏笑、开玩笑
，or casually，
或者觉得很无所谓
，or carelessly，
或者是根本就不在意。
We gather in the presence of the Holy God.
我们在一起呢，我们是有神的同在，这个神是圣洁的。
We should have an appropriate fear of God.
所以我们在这里，我们有一个正确的敬畏的心。
Not the kind of fear that makes us run from him.
不是, 这个敬畏不是让我们在他前面逃跑,
but the kind of fear that makes us revere him.
但是呢, 这个敬畏可以让我们更加的尊重他,
to stand in awe of him.
我们在这里我们有敬畏的心,
and to count it the greatest privilege in the world to get to draw near to him.
我们也明白我们有这样的特权, 我们有这可以和他得亲近,
so may we be humble.
让我们在这里我们一起来谦卑自己,
gracious,
我们变得更加的亲切,
honest,
更加的诚实,
loving,
更加的有爱心,
kind,
也有爱心,
worshipful,
我们在一起来敬拜,
because we are the holy temple of God.
因为我们是神的圣殿。
Number three, I think this passage teaches us to pray.
第三点, 在这段经节里面告诉我们, 去祷告。
Never forget what it was like to be without hope and without God in the world.
我们一定要记得我们以前是怎么样的光景, 没有盼望, 也没有神在这个世界里面。
Don't live like that's still the case.
我们今天不要再像以前那样活着。
Verse 18 tells us that through Jesus we have access to the Father through the Spirit.
在18节里告诉我们, 我们借着他被一个圣灵所感, 得以进到父面前。
We get to go to God as our Father in heaven.
所以我们可以, 亲近在天上的父神。
We're no longer far from him, but brought near.
我们和他不再疏远, 我们是很亲近的。
May we take full advantage of that wonderful blessing.
所以我们在这里呢, 我们应该利用这样一个多好的祝福。
Maybe this encourage us to pray.
所以这个也可以鼓励我们来到他的面前祷告。
And then number four, and finally,
第四点, 就是最后一点,
may we strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
让我们努力来维护在这个, 和睦的身体里面的这个因着圣灵的合一。
This is what Paul will say when we get to chapter 4.
这也是他第四节里的主题。
And it's the natural outworking of everything he's been saying here. I mean, what a terrible thing it would be for us to create cracks in the walls of God's temple.
如果我们在神的殿里面, 我们造成, 为他的殿造成裂痕, 这是一件多么可怕的事情。
Christ himself is our peace.
神是我们的和睦。
God has made us into one new man in Christ.
神把我们在他里面建造成一个新人。
He has chosen us.
他拣选了我们,
He has fitted us together.
他把我们放在一起,
and we can either live properly in light of that,
我们或者可以, 这样正确的活,
or undermine the work of Christ by denying it.
或者我们可以拒绝基督, 我们来破坏他的工作。
Now, this doesn't mean that we should simply ignore sin.
当然这不代表我们可以忽略罪。
It doesn't mean we should naively believe that everyone who says I'm a Christian necessarily is one.
也不代表我们要相信，就是说，所有每一个人说我是基督徒的，我们都要相信他是基督徒。
Right? We must beware of false prophets and strive for purity in the church.
我们也要明白，教会里面有假先知。
But we have to be so careful to do that in the right kind of way, because even true believers go astray.
不过我们在这么做的时候，我们要明白，我们要有正确的办法， 因为, 这样做的话, 可能会让真正的信徒离开教会。
And there is nothing Satan would rather do than turn God's own people against one another.
那撒旦最喜欢做的事情呢, 就是让神的人民自己, 彼此之间来有敌意。
And break apart the temple of the Lord.
从而来这个, 来破坏神的圣殿。
I mean, how easily the Gentiles in Ephesus could have concluded.
我们可以想象在这个, 以弗所教会里面的外邦人会怎么想。
These Jewish Christians aren't really accepting me.
这些犹太人的基督徒并没有接受我。
They think they're better than me.
他觉得他们比我强。
Because they're circumcised and I'm not.
因为他们行了割礼, 我没有。
And how easily the Jewish Christians could have thought.
我们也可以想象那些犹太基督徒会怎么想。
These Gentile Christians aren't really following God's commands.
这些外邦人的基督徒根本就没有遵守神的诫命。
Why are they offending us by eating pork?
他们为什么吃猪肉?
How could they dress this way?
他们为什么穿的这样成这样的
？You see, tensions in the church in Ephesus were deep.
所以我们也看到，在以弗所的教会里面，这样双方的这个对立是非常深的。
Kind of like striking a match over things just doused in gasoline.
所以这个时候，如果有人点个火柴，可能就整个教会就会被点燃了。
And Paul writes these words to help them recognize that Jesus was the Savior of them both.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，教导他们的是耶稣基督呢，是他们两种人同样的救主。
And so as you look around, do you see one another as those for whom Christ died?
所以我们看一个，我们看每个人呢，都应该看到他是被神所救的。
That in one body, he reconciled you both to God.
他在一个身体里面将两下合而为一。
And in light of that, may we be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
所以呢，我们一定要努力地维护圣灵的合一。
In the bond of peace.
在这个和睦的连接之下。
Because Christ is our peace.
因为基督是我们的和睦。
And realize that this is not about creating unity.
我们也要知道，这个不是我们来创造和睦。
Or creating peace.
或者来创造和平。
It's about recognizing and maintaining unity.
我们这样做是因为我们要认识到，基督带给我们的和睦，我们来维护他的和睦。
The unity that Jesus has created.
这个和睦呢，这个合一呢，是基督为我们所创造的。
And the peace that he has brought.
那他是我们的和平。
And so, brethren, may we live in the close fellowship that we now have with God in Christ.
所以今天呢，让我们住在和神非常亲近的，因着基督。
May we live in harmony and peace with one another.
也让我们彼此之间有和平，有和谐。
So that God may be glorified through us.
这样的话呢，神就会因我们得荣耀。
And so that we may truly be His temple here on earth.
这样的话，我们就可以真正成为他在地上的圣殿。
Amen. And let's pray.
阿们，我们一起来祷告。
Oh, Father, what amazing grace you have shown us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们奇异的恩典。
How we thank you and we praise you that Christ is our peace.
我们也感谢你，我们因为基督是我们的和平。
That every wall that was between us,
我们之间以前的墙，
He has broken down.
他已经拆毁了。
And He has brought us near to you.
他把我们带到您的面前。
Even at the cost of his own blood.
即使是用他自己的鲜血的代价。
So strengthen us by your spirit to live in light of that.
所以今天呢，求您借着您的圣灵，让我们刚强起来。
To praise you.
让我们来赞美你。
To rely on you.
让我们来倚靠你。
And to live with one another with love and patience and kindness.
让我们彼此之间，让我们一起住在一起，我们有着爱，我们有着忍耐，我们也有着亲切。
So that we as your temple,
所以我们就成为您的圣殿。
May display to the world what you are truly like.
这样我们就可以让世人展示您是什么样的神。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
以上的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.